Do you know what we're doing today, Tanya?
We're talking about Apocalypse Comics, Fess.
Oh, are you sure? Are you going to be, you know, help us out? Me out? You know, being co-host what? And everything?
Are we this snotty? Seriously. Is it too cold there where you live? Are you cranky? Did they tuck up back inside and now you're having a fit? What's your problem?
Your mom likes me better.
Oh, gosh. This is the Webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon.com, episode 58. And this week we're talking about apocalypse and end of the world type webcomics. With me, finally, is Tanya Higgins of betapwn.com. Welcome.
Hello.
Yeah. And also, new co-host, intermittently, Mark Savory of autumnlake.com.
Hi there, ho there, hi there. It's me.
Yay.
Also in the chat room, as we do the chat room every week, typically on Sundays at about 3 p.m. Eastern, is when we have our live broadcast. So if you go to webcomicbeacon.com/live, that'll take you to our talk show homepage, where you can listen in and participate in the live chat as we record. And also, we got Dungeon Warden of DungeonLegacy.com, who is our note taker and may soon be our, I guess, podcast editor. We'll see in the coming weeks how that pans out. He'll probably even be helping out with some of the posts as well, just trying to streamline everything so we can constantly keep bringing you the Webcomic Beacon. How was everyone's Christmas?
It was that good. Oh, nice.
I had recovered just enough to go to, like, some Christmas Eve gathering type of thing with some friends. And then on Christmas Day, I had to go to work.
Nice.
And I got, like, one present, which was from my sister. She gave me a couple of potholders that she made herself. So okay. I guess that's nice, you know. And I got like a Snoopy mug she bought at the thrift shop. And that was about it. That was my Christmas.
Yay.
Now that you're all depressed, how was your Christmas?
We got a Wii.
Everybody got a Wii.
Yeah, and played Raving Rabbids and generally hung out and drank too much eggnog. And, did kid things.
That's what Christmas is all about.
No,
that's
it's
what
not.
Christmas is all about.
The saddest thing in the world is to wake up on Christmas morning and not be a child.
That's not the saddest. I can think of much sadder things.
I think Irma Bombeck said that. I'm not sure.
Okay. That's
some famous quote.
She's a depressed woman, I think. Irma Bombeck. She complains a lot.
Okay. I actually got a lot of what I wanted. I got my mom and dad spent way too much on me this year. Well, me and my brother. I got tons of gift certificates. I got a flatbed scanner so I could take with my laptop. I got a bamboo Whack'em.
Oh, nice.
So now I get to attempt. So I can go crazy trying to figure that thing out too. So. I got season one of I Love Lucy, which I've been asking for 3 years now. So I finally got that.
That's back when they actually shared a bed.
Yeah.
You had two beds that they pushed together. I kid you not. So there's like one scene where like Ricky falls through between them or something.
Yes.
That's funny.
But they technically made one bed out of two, but technically they weren't sleeping in the same bed, so it was kosher for TV. How about that?
It's nice.
Yeah. The original pilot is on there as well.
Ooh.
Apparently, episode 6 was the remake of the pilot, so that'll be kind of cool. I also got a magnet and sticker maker.
Awesome.
A Zyron magnet and sticker maker, so that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Wow. You got all kinds of swag.
Oh, I did.
What'd you give people? Christmas is about giving fast, not getting.
No, I got my parents some stuff they wanted. I forget what it is now. I can't even think.
That's nice. That's nice.
Was it an Autumn Lake cookbook by any chance?
No.
What a jerk.
Man, I totally forgot what I got. I remember. I got my dad a deep tissue back massage and my mom a facial at this spa that they go to. Yeah. Well, every once in a while they've gone to. So we got them that, and so that was a nice present. And then we gave them the Superman movies, all four on one disc, essentially. And then it's like one of those...
These presents are like backhanded compliments. No. I can tell you already. Like, oh, hey, Mom, I'm getting you a facial because, like, you need it.
No.
Hey, Dad, here's the Superman movies, like the two good ones and the two really bad ones, too.
And a deep tissue massage because you're a pain in the ass. That's nice. That's good.
My dad asked for that one. Anyway, we're talking about Apocalypse webcomics. Why?
Yeah,
because Mark suggested it.
It was Mark's idea, so Mark should run the show.
Yeah, Mark.
Yeah, Mark.
Do you think
I love what you said? To start the year off, we're going to talk about the destruction of civilization.
Happy New Year, everyone!
Happy New Tax Year!
Yay! Oh,
I don't celebrate date changes, I'm sorry.
You're a depressive person.
I do not celebrate date changes.
You don't celebrate your birthday either?
Not really.
You still get presents, though.
No, not really.
You young capitalist, you.
Ugh, terrible.
Apocalypse.
So, Apocalypse Comics. Oh, God, you're going to make me do this. Apocalypse Comics. I have a theory that since there hasn't been a Mad Max movie in a long time, that these have really come from video games. Because a lot of video games out there, they're zombie games and... lot of, you know, end-of-the-world type scenario type things. I guess you could argue Matrix kind of falls into that. 28 Days Later, Resident Evil, all that stuff. But there's a lot of... They seem to be derived from video games. And you tell me if I'm wrong. But I think that's probably where they come from.
A couple of them were pretty blatantly so.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of zombie webcomics, and so that fits into zombie movies and such.
The zombie apocalypse.
The zombie apocalypse.
See, I've always considered the regular old apocalypse and the zombie apocalypse to be a little different.
What's the regular old apocalypse?
You know, that whole biblical deal with the regular old apocalypse, you know, rivers running with blood and people killing each other and war and famine and death and destruction and everyone dies. Yay! That's the regular old apocalypse. Zombie apocalypse, like, you got a chance. You can go to the shelter, get yourself a couple pit bulls and head to the mountains. You know, maybe you'll make it. Regular old apocalypse, you're hosed. Lay down and die.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Planet of the Apes falls in there. I'm thinking in terms of movies, but Planet of the Apes would be that. And Last Man on Earth / The Omega Man. That would be more zombie stuff. But it involves the death of civilization in any case.
Well, there's also the war scenario. Aliens.
Yeah.
Either aliens or mole men, I guess. Or just each other. Yeah.
Some nuclear holocaust thing.
That's the popular one. Yeah, the nuclear holocaust.
It is a popular one. Not as popular as it was in the 80s, you know, when we were still being told to tuck and roll. But, you know.
Tuck and roll? That's when you're dodging out of a vehicle.
Yeah, you're right. Tuck and roll is going out of a vehicle. I'm mixing up my apocalypse scenarios is what it is. Yeah, it was duck and cover. You're supposed to get into a ditch and cover your head. And then you'll live through the
threats. when you see the flash, duck and cover.
Yeah. Well, if you see the flash, you're blind.
Oh, the
you
meteor.
Should really close your eyes before that.
My eyes. Also, meteors.
Oh, yeah. Meteors.
Yep.
Now global warming is becoming popular. You're seeing the ones where, like, all of a sudden there's lots of volcanoes and tornadoes and hurricanes and everybody dies, you know, in a million natural disasters all at once.
Damnation Alley. Now there's a movie for it, but it's not a comic. But
yeah, we're talking about webcomics.
Really? What the hell?
But you kind of see where these come from. The movies generate the, or the books generate the movies generate the games generate the webcomics. That's my evolution of apocalypse comics.
That's your take on it.
That's my take of the evolution of.
Well, now that we have the evolution, how about some examples?
Examples. Well, let's see here. I had a big old list I gave you. Freak Angels, I think, is the new one, a newish one. That's very interesting. And that has a scenario where I believe it's set in London, and London has flooded, actually, probably because of global warming. And people just trying to survive in the city. Gone with the Blast Wave is another one. I'm not as familiar with that one, but that I think that's war-based, correct? That's like nuclear holocaust-based.
Looks like it.
Am I right?
I don't think it's updated for a while, though. At least the,
no.
Yeah.
So the updates are Gone with the Blast Wave, too. The irony! There's other ones you could probably argue. Airshell doesn't seem to exist anymore. But that was set. That was set in an inner city.
Yeah.
When I say an inner city, I mean a city environment that's enclosed, like in a dome, a la Logan's Run or something.
Okay.
I heard they're really remaking that movie.
Logan's Run.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm not gonna not unless there's a lot of nudity in there. I probably won't care to see it.
When are they gonna stop?
What,
the remakes?
They're remaking Police Academy, for Christ's sake.
What?
With the original cast!
With the original cast. The Police Academy
they're 7. They're remaking the original Friday the 13th. They're remaking Escape to Witch Mountain. They're Race to Witch Mountain. They're remaking. They're going to just watch.
Because of the writer's strike, they had to look at like older stuff, and I guess they're like, hey, that's a good idea. No, I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah.
They got lazy and stupid.
I don't know.
I'll eat this crap twice.
Maybe they got their cue from, like, say, video games. remakes, reinventions, those seem to be selling good because people like to play updated versions of them because a lot of the people, the younger folks, may not want to see. I don't want to see that old movie. Yeah, but they'll see the remake of it, and then maybe they'll rekindle the audience or something.
And sell the old merchandise for twice as much. We're back on movies again.
You got to stop talking about movies.
Okay, what about White Noise? White Noise, how many people have to die before it's an apocalypse comic?
Well,
just
it's
curious.
Apocalypse comic is where, like, has to be a major giant change, I guess, if you're talking on Earth.
I think,
like, facing, like, the end of the world type of situations where you got small pockets of people still alive and stuff.
White Noise is a little like post-apocalyptic. The aliens came down and did their best to wipe out a good number of people, and you know, obviously restructured what was left of humanity, and then you know, went away. They got bored, I guess. White Noise is one of my favorites, though, and it's actually still in. Oh, it's chapter 6. What about Wopsy Square? Does that qualify? It's getting ready for the apocalypse, end of the Mayan calendar.
I feel really bad for not reading Wopsy Square because the guy lives in Minnesota.
Well, but is that legal for you to be a webcomic guy and not read Wopsy Square?
Well, then I'm also in Minnesota, that I should know the Minnesota webcomickers and know their comics, but I couldn't really get into it. There's just so much of the archives, and I'm just kind of confused by the whole thing. And
It is long at this point, and it's getting longer, but it's all about that countdown to, you know, the 2012 when the Mayan calendar resets. And, I mean, a lot of it is very slice of life with Monica and, you know, just her dealing with literally her inner demons and, coming to grips with the fact that she's sort of trusted with, hey, by the way, there's this big clock and you need to do something about it or the whole fabric of the universe is going to reset at this particular date.
No, if I say something, they'll probably give away a plot point I happen to catch. So I won't.
Oh.
But I don't think that would really count as apocalyptic because it's not there yet, you know?
Yeah, it's just building up toward a possible apocalypse, so that one doesn't count. So white noise is the only one I read then.
I think you have to reach a point where humanity is pretty much on its heels. I mean, there has to be a point where civilization's been kicked right in the balls and there's not much left of it but ruins. And then people who pick the ruins.
Yeah. White noise definitely qualifies.
There's also
people with tails. Keep going.
Cool. I like tails.
There's I like tailed. The cat just ran under the coffee table. I think a lot of this comes from anime as well. Because it seems like Japanese anime, manga, there's always this threat of technology's gonna screw you. Tech is bad. Ultimately, tech is bad and it's gonna get you. In almost all the anime I've seen, well, painting with a broad brush, it always seems to be the message that tech is gonna come back and kick you in the butt. It's gonna do something to take your humanity away. If you surround yourself with tech. That's part of the apocalyptic theme, too, I think, is that our technology ran away from us.
Well, which is where you end up with... You even end up with sort of personal veins in there, you know, the warnings like Metropolis, you know.
Yeah.
Which always winds up with somebody dying.
Lois Lane.
Yeah. Again... Some will stay dead.
Again.
God. Some women have no respect. You know, I don't think I mean, zombie apocalypse, maybe. I read a couple zombie comics. But I think the only truly apocalyptic comic I read is White Noise. And it's pretty. Which is half of the reason that I was interested in it to begin. But the other thing is that they're actually very good at their pacing. So you think you know what's going on, but you're not quite sure, and you can't wait for them to make up another freaking update, which seems to take forever.
Freak Angels is like that, too. It's gorgeous to look at. There's some watercolor. It looks watercolorish. And it just seems really interesting. Very interesting use of angles in it. You get like the big picture of the city from different angles. It's just kind of interesting.
Yeah.
What's left of it and the little craft that they have to build to get around the flooded city. It's just kind of interesting stuff.
I like the style. It does look... the coloring reminds me of Gunnar Krigg Court a little bit.
What?
Especially...
Free
yeah,
angels?
Especially like... Yeah, if you look at like long panels of the street, the way it's sort of like marbled, Gunnar Krigg Court does the same thing with large panels like that. And also the way they have the highlighting right before the black outlines on a lot of the character shots there. They do the same thing.
So we have tech apocalypse.
Yeah.
We have war apocalypse, which are similar but not the same thing. And we have...
alien apocalypse.
Alien apocalypse, that's a good one. Alien invasions, I think. We have medical apocalypse. That would be...
Oh, yes.
Zombies, some virus is created that makes zombies, or, it's some earth-killing bug that got out of the lab or something like that.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite, really. If you're going to go apocalypse, it should really be, a deadly pathogen that skips over some people and kills others.
Like the
it's
Stand.
Just, you're left with sort of this enemy you can't fight. It feels more desperate. I could just really like play. I'm not sure. It's
the scary thing is that's very possible. That's the scary
I know.
Part. They do kind of frighten me. It's so easy to believe that. Nick Cage sucks. Is not going to be able to stop that evil killer virus from getting out of the lab.
No, we're all hosed.
Like in the Rock. And the only reason I own that is because Connery's in it.
Right.
Nick Cage sucks.
What do you have against Nick Cage?
Nick Cage. I'll
call
tell you,
him okay. Nick.
I never used Nick? To have a problem with Nick Cage. With Nicolas Cage. I didn't care. I didn't care about Nick Cage one way or the other. Then I heard that he tried to use his Hollywood influence to be the next Superman in this last Superman movie.
Oh, did he try to muscle his way into the superhero?
And at that point, nobody in their right mind sees this clown as Superman, although there's some good Photoshop stuff on the internet. And
he's
after that,
twitchy.
Yeah, he tried to use his Hollywood power for evil instead of for good. And after that, I was like, Nick Cage, we're done. I'm done with you, Nick Cage.
Okay.
Now, the cool thing, and this may be actually not a cool thing, I guess, depending on your, you know, persuasions. For his first major acting role, he was in this really bizarre vampire movie.
Okay.
And when he read for the role, he actually ate a live cockroach for the casting director.
Ooh, and wound up eating and this has to do with webcomics. Why?
Because Nick Cage sucks, and that should be a webcomic meme.
Okay. Well, let's see if that Nicolas Cage webcomic meme happens. But for now, we're going to take a quick break to let you know about some of our sponsors or something. I forgot. Well, this is the first break. Well, this is the first break.
Thank you for calling the hotline for thegeekmedia.com. If you are a fan of social media, podcasts, machinima, video games, or music, please press the number 1 and someone will be with you soon. If
you are not prepared,
please dial 0 and an operator will be with you shortly. Thank you again for calling thegeekmedia.com's customer service hotline. And please remember, we're always available 24/7 at www.thegeekmedia.com.
Yeah?
You are not prepared.
And, you know, Fez, weren't you bitching the last time I wasn't on the show that I helped keep things on track? Were you high?
What are you talking about? What?
Never mind.
Well, I didn't hear what you said.
I was under the impression that the last show you were saying that, you know, I wasn't there, and normally I'm the one that keeps things on track.
No, somebody else said
here
that.
Here I am. Oh,
somebody
clearly. It's crazy.
Else said the nice thing.
I'm over here talking about Nicolas Cage. I got no idea what's going on. I'm a bad hostess today.
Today.
Bad.
Oh, see? Again, I know I'm a bad girl, Mark, but this is different.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to try to redo our breaks a little bit so that they're going to be a little bit... I think I'm going to try to manufacture them to be a little bit shorter. And... But, yeah, again, we are an affiliate of The Geek Media at thegeekmedia.com, which is, well, it's as general as it sounds. A lot of different type of geeky stuff are combined together in news, webcomics, podcasts. Also, as mentioned in our first break, if you got any milestones or have an interest to draw one of our covers or would like us to take a quick look at your webcomic to give a quick impression, send an email to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com, or if you have an idea about something or would like to ask a question using your voice, you can send in an MP3 of you asking a question or whatever, or you could even call 1-320-310-0922, and you'll get our voicemail. But since that's pretty much not useful, I'm probably not going to have that number for much longer. I'll probably let it expire in the summer.
Alrighty then.
Alrighty.
I'm going through our little chat room. They think that we're ignoring them. Mostly because we were. I'm sorry, guys. I'm back. I'm paying attention.
Who's saying we're ignoring them? I don't.
Oh, it was JT. See, it's the GigCast. They're here spreading rumors that we're not paying attention.
Well, at least we have a chat room.
Is the GigCast the one that takes all our ideas after we take them from them?
I think so.
I do think so. I think that is them.
Wasn't that a running thing for a while?
Oh, see, they were live last week.
They so stole that from us.
Yeah,
they did. So stole that from us. we're live all the time. And then they're like, hey, I know, we'll do a special where we're live.
Hey, JT, JT of the Gigcast is in our chat room at nightgig.gigcast.com or gigcast.nightgig. We'll put it in the show notes. How many listeners do you get a week, do you think?
From our ideas.
No.
I heard it in your voice.
I'm asking how many listeners do they get? Because I'm pretty sure you could check the stats of the podcast.
He's not answering yet, though. He says they are going live once a month now, though. So see, yeah, totally. They're copying us, but only at like a fourth of the pace. Yeah. Maybe it's because they want to put together something that sounds even semi-professional.
Industry secret, you butthead.
It's Calgon.
Take me away.
Well, the lowest we tend to get is 179. I've seen when looking through our archives. Our highest one has been. Ooh, let me look this up again. This was really funny.
I'm not really sure that this is a bragging point.
It's not bragging. It's just, I mean, obviously, we have a small listener audience as compared to other podcasts, but because I'm pretty sure others have thousands.
We're more fun. We say boobies more.
Somebody disappeared.
You just hung up.
I'm
it
here.
Says right in the chat room, Fessworks has hung up.
Son of a beeswax. I got a call. Okay, can people hear me now?
Well,
they can, apparently. They just don't respond.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. They can hear us. Nope, can't hear you. Okay.
Except for Frump, who
sent
the impression.
Looks like you're back.
All right, anyway, I was going back through our download statistics, and obviously we don't have from the first 30 episodes because I was on the old site, so I don't know how much those were, but our biggest one so far is episode 41, Open Forum number 4, where it's not any type of particular topic.
Oh, nice.
Let's see, it's... it's because we mentioned the Gigcast and said we were copying them, and that's when Tanya was on their show too. So that's what helped get our stats up. So Tanya, you should go on the Gigcast again.
Do they have regular boobies on the Gigcast?
I don't think so. I'm not sure. I mean, I haven't seen either one of them. I don't know, Scott, JT, either one of you particularly breasted?
Breast endowed.
I love breastesses.
That would be so funny to have this picture of this really hot bikini babe with like with like your character's cartoon head pasted on it.
I am so on that.
That's what Trump said. No sex unless we're selling a bathing suit or pinup folder.
Nice.
We should so do that. We should do like a community calendar. Like a community bathing calendar for webcomics.
We could do that. We could.
I'm good at coming up with these ideas that I can't do.
Frump's doing the pinups right now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that he's looking for the, the man breast with the head.
We could do, speaking of communal type of... project. Perhaps we could do something with the communal webcomic baking. Once Mark submits his character design and everybody else.
Right.
Wow.
I'm working on the scientist and the chef.
All right, cool. Oh, I had an idea. What if she was bald and so she had to change a wig because of some experiment she made herself bald? I don't know. So you could constantly change your hairstyle. I don't know.
You got a thing for Picard, don't you?
Sometimes I think bald women are pretty sexy.
Make it so, Fessworks.
Oh, God, that's a little gay.
You all want to get all Persis Kambata on us and stuff.
In any case, something like that would be really cool. But we are talking about apocalypse webcomics here. And obviously this is a spectacular failure episode, it seems to be, because it's not the end of the world. It's the end of the topic, the Apocalypse Podcast.
You know, I just did a Google for Apocalypse webcomics, and the sad thing is the webcomic Beacon is the third result.
Ouch. What?
Probably. This podcast right now, the one that we are currently recording, is the third result on Google Apocalypse webcomics.
Damn, I'm good. I'm good at picking these, aren't I?
That just speaks volumes about the webcomic Beacon, doesn't it?
It does.
That's terrible.
Now, you can expand on this, though. So far, we've only talked about apocalyptic comics on Earth. set on Earth. But let's say we talked about Superman, which isn't a webcomic, but let's just say the planet Krypton blows up. That's an apocalypse, is it not?
Well, it's over with.
Would you count the alien planet that's destroyed or
it's already,
alien planet
it's done.
Wiped out?
Then that'd be Superman the webcomic.
Well, yeah.
You can't really do any planet. Unless there's other survivors from Krypton. But then again, this is not webcomics we're talking about anymore.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I'm just throwing an example.
My problem is I'm looking for these, you know, apocalypse webcomics, and there seem to be a number of them with apocalypse in the title, not so much with the apocalyptic. There's apocalypse and white bread. I don't even understand what that means. it just makes no sense to me whatsoever. There's Jello apocalypse, G-E-L-L-O, Gello, I guess, Gello apocalypse. Again, does not seem to be apocalyptic. Mm. It is mature. Mature.
Mature.
I don't know.
What about Prodigy Gray?
I mentioned that.
Oh, you did.
I did. Because in that one, the Earth is trashed. Whacked.
And it's in grayscale.
It's awesome when it updates.
Are you still having a problem?
Oh, man, this really hasn't updated for a long time. I remember seeing the three-step
message on there on Christmas.
That's terrible.
Update soon, but... I think he's another guy who's got like real illustration work to do, like a real job type thing at it.
Oh,
well,
be why it takes so long. But I would say like the apocalyptic theme in science fiction with the whole dead world thing, you see that a lot. Is that not so?
Say it again.
In science fiction webcomics.
Right.
Uh-huh. You always have, or movies or anything, you always have the dead world where they go and they find tech or archaeological stuff or whatever. But there's always dead worlds in science fiction.
Oh, I love those.
And that could be a subgenre, I think, of the apocalyptic comic, possibly.
Like you found something that was apocalypticized.
Yes. Or a civilization has been destroyed and there's only, like, refugees left. That kind of thing. Again, I could mention TV shows or whatever, but...
Yeah.
See, and I go, straight to short story science fiction books. You know, like where the, an apocalypse on a distant planet is what caused the star that led the wise men to Jesus' birth.
I saw that on Twilight Zone in the 80s.
You know what?
Awesome.
They pulled the punch on the Twilight Zone. They pulled it, and they made it like it was okay. And in the book, it was very much not okay. Like, it was not a fuzzy ending like, oh, how beautiful. No, it was like, that freaking sucks. The guy lost his faith floating through space. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was good. It was a good story. But we're not talking about stories. We're talking about webcomics, specifically apocalyptic webcomics.
I just want to mention a couple of the zombie webcomics. One that used to update for a while and was kind of cool is based off of basically Resident Evil type. That's at Resident Dysentery. The website is gichrist.com/rd, but it used to be penispoop.com, and I had to say that because it's the funniest URL in the world.
Who would do that? What's with penis poop?
Dorn Matthews, the person who actually makes it.
I don't think I understand that.
Penispoop.com will take you to a general hub of the various webcomics that he does, including, well, I won't mention them, but they're there at penispoop.com.
Are you all right?
Also, Night Zero, another zombie webcomic that's obviously apocalyptic. A photo webcomic, which we talked about, I talked about alone with the creators. Check that out. Also, The Zombie Hunters at thezombiehunters.com. I've not had a chance to look at this, but it's so cool, especially if you're into zombies. The art's cool, and they have like different types of zombies, and they got like facts about them and everything. It's really sweet.
Yeah. Are they actually updating regularly?
I'm not entirely sure how much they've updated since I last looked at it, but it looks like they have. As far as frequency, I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah. Because I used to read it, and then there was a long period of time where I checked it, and it was the same comic as it was the time before, and then I stopped, which is sad, because it was really well done. I love the perspectives. They did great angle changes. It was good. Probably still is good, but I'm lazy.
It looks close to weekly is what they're updating as right now.
Okay. That's not so bad. I can do that.
Well, let me ask you this, Fess.
Yeah.
Do you know of any furry apocalyptic comics?
Actually, I do not.
I don't off the top of my head.
Ironically, I actually don't read a whole lot of furry comics.
Oh, I thought you did.
I thought you did too.
I mean, maybe not a lot is subjective as compared to other people. Not subjective, but
I think Fess is a furry poser.
No,
I'm not.
I just don't get a chance to like. If I go through my, I got like 150 to 200 different bookmarks here, and I think a lot of the ones I used to read went on like hiatus, so they stopped. And then as soon as I haven't come across some don't bother writing any of these down, just because I'm just going to rattle through them. I used to read Beastling, but that stopped updating. The Badly Drawn Kitties was one I originally started doing. Now they're redoing the comic, redoing the art and such for print. So that's pretty cool. Baron Kitten, well, that's not really furry. Bristled used to update, but doesn't anymore.
Jeez.
Inaccurate Perdition I used to read, but that hasn't really been updating. Yeah, most of the furry comics that I used to read don't update anymore. VG Cats, well, that never really updated.
I guess he made enough money.
Someone in the chat room mentions Inherit the Earth, which is a... Let's see here. I'm waiting for it to load. An anthro series set after the fall of man. Does that count?
Well,
it's a reset.
So is Jack, kind of, set after the fall of man.
That's a little like Planet of the Apes kind of thing.
Yeah, it looks a little more homey. There's a nice little Christmas scene going on, but not so much with the, Duke Nukem.
Get your hands off me, you damn dirty fox!
Nice. No,
I don't think.
Oh
like
no,
that.
He's a clean non-furry reading furry. What?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't read Yif stuff really. I mean, Jack has stuff like that every once in a while, but that's not really a Yif comic. That's just a very over-the-top, violent comic that has nudity in it every once in a while.
Oh, I like this Inherit the Earth. This is nice.
It's nicely done. It's
reminds me of Peace on Earth. Probably because it has the Christmas theme right now.
Well, it's a little...
You ever seen that?
Good Otters. No.
Anti-war thing. It's an anti-war comic from like 1938 or cartoon, which is not a web comic, but it's awesome and everyone should see it. It's like one of the 50 greatest cartoons ever made.
Wait, because is this it's not a series? Is it a standalone episode?
It's an animated short.
Is it around Christmas time?
Yes, it's a Christmas animated short with furries.
Are you sure it's with furries or if it's with little animals that survived after the man killed each other in war and they're like living in their helmets and stuff now?
Right, that's what it is.
I remember that one.
One of the best ever made. Very strong anti-war thing. And anyway, I highly recommend that. It's awesome.
Oh, Watership Down. Well, that's another thing. It would be almost apocalyptic to them in a way, but it's set up really like an apocalypse. Have you seen the cartoon for that? It's so, like, Like little kids, it's like holy crap! It's scary. Little kids, I'm pretty sure.
It's not for little kids. I mean, they did a cartoon version of Animal Farm too. It's still not for children just because it's drawn.
Well, no, but we read Animal Farm, not Animal Farm. We read Watership Down in grade school.
Yeah.
Well, your teacher should be smacked.
Why?
What the hell?
You got to learn about these things.
Well, but it wasn't. I wonder how much of the nuance. You missed.
In fact, we watched it in class, now that I remember it. I think it was like fifth
dead
grade.
Bunnies.
And you had the rabbits struggling to get out of the burrow, and they're all suffocating, and they all come together, and they're all black, and they all just sort of merge together. So
that was such creepy, awesome art, looking back at it.
Now, granted, it was fifth grade. That's at least older.
I was thinking
for some reason, like, you know, they just, okay, children, we've had snack. Let's watch Watership Down.
Little Billy's throwing up in the corner.
I had a totally different image in my head.
Well, grade school is 1 to 6.
Here it's 1 to 5.
Oh, whatever. No, I don't really know anything else as far as any other apocalyptic web comics themselves. If anybody sends in some suggestions about other stuff, we might be able to make a post about it. And when I post the episode. Other than that, we need to take a quick break right now. When we come back, we got some news for you, and we'll wrap up this very all over the place conversation.
An apocalyptic podcast.
Dun dun dun.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on RampageNetwork.com. Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at WebcomicBeacon.com/live.
Topic was brought to you by ADD.
I thought it was a good topic.
It was a good topic. We just kept talking about not webcomics.
I only read one apocalyptic webcomic.
This is true. I thought more of a plethora of them out there, but in any case,
I'm not privy to them.
I hear they're making a new Mad Max. Possibly.
Why? Can't they stop?
Well, they did Rocky and they did Rambo, so why not do the other guys from the 80s? movies right now are all about revisiting the past.
Are we that desperate? Are we that
Clerks,
sad?
Clerks had a sequel.
Well, that's not a remake. That's a sequel to a movie that should have happened a long time ago.
It's like an update to a...
Yeah, they just got lazy and forgot to do it.
No, actually, Jane and Silent Bob Strike Back was supposed to be Clerks 2, but they eventually changed it to be something else because it was such a...
So different?
Well, they obviously made it more different after they decided not to make it a sequel.
Yeah. Push the button,
But I
Frank.
Really did like... Oh, I'm not going to... We don't have movie sign, I'm sorry.
Movie sign!
Why did Joel leave?
He got tired of doing it.
Really? Was there like animosity or some other crap in there?
No. Okay. He just kind of got tired. He wanted to move on and do other things.
I didn't like it after Mike went in. It just kind of got dumb. And then when the evil scientist turned into an evil lady scientist, I was like, okay, I'm done.
And Bobo.
Yeah, I liked what
got.
It was. I always liked the little invention exchanges and all that, but...
Yeah, I guess I like Mike Nelson okay. But then that's kind of when I started watching it.
Ah. See, I'd always stay up really late, like when I was in grade school, watching MST3K when I wasn't supposed to be up and everything.
Nice.
That's how badass I was.
Yeah, that's living on the edge.
Oh yeah, yeah. Fest. Especially when you find the movie channel that shows nudity late after night on TV when you're also in grade school.
Get a man.
No, it was like they just showed uncensored movies. This is where I saw Logan's Run for the first time. It was like, holy crap! Look at all the naked
it's
people.
It's their titties.
Was this a good thing for you, or did you immediately turn off the TV like a good little boy?
Oh, no. I kept watching, and I tried to find out when it'd be on again.
I think there's only two titty scenes in that movie.
Yeah, well, there's like three. Super like orgy scenes and everything, or whatever it was. Anyway, webcomics. We got some news this week. A couple of milestones. Milestones. Out There has reached 800 strips. Okay, where did it go? Oh, that's the wrong. Here it is. Dr. Sheep and the Aardvark ends.
What?
Oh, no.
Yep. It is over.
Foul.
Yep, he wants to start working on other projects and other things. But I have to say the ending was kind of cute. Obviously, you guys don't read it.
I have to say, Mark, by the way, I appreciate that instead of just saying, I cry foul, you actually did it. That took much. That is unique unto you. No one has ever done that before in my presence. No, I don't read it. I don't have time to do anything.
Yeah, yeah. Another one that's ending soon, Point Guardian is ending.
Really?
That's what Ben has told me.
Why, people?
It's
no
coming to the end. I think I'm okay to say that.
Continue to be chained to your desks and pump these things out for our amusement. We don't care if you have other things to do.
I don't recall when he said it was ending, but it sounded like it was soon. It might be the last story yet. I'm not entirely sure. But I just remember that he said it was ending when I was trying to play him in Team Fortress 2. And burn his demo spamming bum ass. So, anyway, Cheap Thrills has hit 100 strips. It's a really cool furry comic that I read that has really cool coloring. Well, it used to have more coloring to it. Now it's kind of like dual tone between blue and yellow, which is kind of cool looking as well. Kind of a real painted look, but I believe it's entirely digital. That's at... I don't know. I'll find the website. You can find it on Zephyr.net. I know that for sure. But that's all we have for milestones this week, unless you guys have seen something.
I haven't seen anything.
I kind of have one, but I think it's not for another week.
Well, if it's
I
not,
lost count.
What is it then? If it's not for another week, that's no big deal.
Autumn Lake should hit about 700 updates.
Wow.
Before my computer crashed, so that kind of delayed me a bit.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think about this week, it hits about 700 updates.
Sweetness.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you go to my webcomic, and if you go to the side strips section and the deleted strips section, I have 310 strips.
Wow.
And I have 301 if you don't count the deleted comics.
Ah.
You know, I still think that's a travesty. I cannot believe you would delete... It's like wiping out your children. What's wrong with you?
It's restructuring.
No, it's genocide.
Now,
that's
Billy, Jenny, we have to downsize because of the economy. So, one of you is going to get wiped out.
That's exactly
your mom
what
and I
is.
Have talked about this.
Oh, geez.
We've decided.
I had a
little... Little Jenny might, we might earn more from her on the black market.
Oh, that's terrible.
So we're keeping Billy. Jenny, you're going off to a new...
You break my brain. Your comic is so nice. You're so wrong.
You understand why that is? I work out all my niceness on the comic.
Oh, so that all that left is that pure, dark... wrongness.
Dark Mark. That's me. So remember to get your milestones in, folks, because if you don't, it's just a rock.
Make him do that again when there's not laughing, and we'll just plug it in whenever we feel like it.
Dark Mark. I'm going to introduce you next time as Dark Mark.
Dark Mark.
No, let me explain. What are my deleted strips are my early strips that basically destroy the continuity of the story-ishness. They're the I'm making a web comics, which are crap. And also, there's one that I did not make. I de-stripped it because I didn't have permission to use the characters. This is back when I was asking for permission to use characters all the time. So, and I just found it again. So it's an orphaned strip that I totally forgot about. So I put that in deleted strips because I originally deleted and made it a bonus. And then there's three that were two storylines that ended up not happening in the comic. So it was just basically confused the hell out of everyone. So I had to delete those. And one is a really, really terrible joke, which I had to delete.
You know, if I were to go back and just delete the really terrible, terrible jokes, it would be a barren sight. Just leave it.
No way.
Somebody somewhere laughed. Leave it.
You're so That's why it's pulling still a there. George Lucas. You're so pulling a Lucas here. Dude.
No, but I'm making them. They're still available. They're still available.
Mr. Ewok.
They're non-canon. They're just non-canon, and they're not
celebrating
a part of the
story. Life Day. Like, yeah, with Chewbacca's family. As Princess Leia sings a song with Bay Arthur.
That's right, Fess. Poncho.
B. Arthur was there.
B. Arthur was there.
He can claim she wasn't, but she was.
Redraw them the way they were originally meant to be.
No.
You always meant to have another AT-AT here. and a musical number that nobody likes.
You could try to redraw B. Arthur, but it ain't happening. Maud will always shine through.
Ernst shot first.
I'll get you for this, Walter.
Oh, my God.
God will get you for that.
We have completely gone round the bend.
Round the bend, and we are bent over. That is what has happened.
No, hey, wait a minute.
Round the bend and bent over. Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
Anyway, also we've had another milestone. We've had out of my mind, which has turned 1 year on January 7th. OMMcomic.com. Check that out. I just realized. OMMcomic.
OMMcomic.com.
Is it ironic that this show has become essentially a spectacular failure?
We should just refer to it as the Apocalypse Podcast.
The Apocalypse Podcast. I don't claim
it's
I'm not
so much
a furry.
About apocalypse.
Jinx Tiger says I claim that I'm not a furry.
You do claim that you're not a furry.
No, I claim I am a furry. I'm not a yiffer.
You're furry with modifiers.
Modifiers?
Yes. I'm a furry, but not one of those furries.
Well, there are different classifications.
You're a trekker, not a trekkie. Is that it?
I don't even know what that means. A non-yiffy furry, yeah.
You're a non-yiffy furry.
Though I will admit there have been some pretty nice looking images. It's not something that turns my crank, I'd have to say.
What?
I really love that we started out pretending to talk about movies, and then we moved on to short stories. We briefly segued into really just listing the names of some apocalypse comics, and now we're talking about what may or may not be Fess's personal fetishes.
Well, I know what my fetishes are, but that's not that episode. Oh, I want to get the guy. Oh, who's the guy that we had on one time? He had that... explodes something ass explosion. What is it called? He lives in Minnesota, and he had that comic that had that like Doc Cock guy, and it's just a totally like most rudest comic ever. Oh,
didn't we already have him on?
We did have him on. I want to get him on again to talk about fetishes.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I'm sure that I spent a great deal of time talking to him because he's still trying to convince me to work in porn.
Oh,
thing.
Which show was that?
Was it one of the Dirty 30 that we don't have anymore?
One of the ones that Fest deleted.
I didn't delete any shows. Let's see. When was he on? I need to find out what that webcomic was.
Your God.
I wanted them because I figured that'd be like, I'd have to censor the entire episode, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. He's fun. He's interesting to talk with.
Oh, yes, it was R.T. Barnum III of The World Explodes, and that was The End, webcomic beacon episode 51.
Oh, 51. That's not his real name.
Well, that's what he told me to call him.
I should out him.
You should out him.
We'll spend the entire episode talking about fetishes, and then I'll out him at the end.
I was asked if I was a fan of the webcomic Changes, which was basically about a guy who was transgendering into a woman, I think, or was vice versa anyway.
Ranma one half?
I'm not sure what it was, but it was on like a BDSM,
BDSM
website. Because he posted in the webcomic list forum, so I took a look at it, and it was pretty cool, because it was based off of real life a little bit? In any case, I kind of thought the story was kind of cool.
I didn't actually read it.
That was the transgender episode that you did?
I really don't remember. We should do some more stuff that's raunchy and probably get us kicked off the Rampage Network. Oh, I'm going to have to start censoring some of these episodes. Anyway, we pretty much don't have anything else for this week. What should we do next week? If we do a show next week, I got a couple of ideas. Something that we've been talking about. Yeah, we could always, you know, if we don't have a show, we could talk about fetishes, of course. But I had an idea which I was posting on the webcomic list, the hobbyist versus professionalists thing, which I'd like to get a lot of people on for that show, or at least calling in, giving their opinions. Also, I had an idea of... Actually, I got this idea from the Something Awful forums, which was... Somebody mentioned, why do people preemptively cut down their webcomic when talking about it? It's like, hey, check out my website, but it's kind of sucky. Why do people do that? That might be something that we could approach in a episode, and I think that could be a little fun.
Hmm. Interesting.
Unless you guys got some ideas for next week, do you want to do one of those?
I think either one of those would be really good.
Yeah.
And, let's see, I thought somebody in the chat room said something about it, but no? No? What do you mean hobbyists versus professionalists? Do professionalists include people who intend eventually to make money?
I would say
graphic novels.
Like that'd be like aspiring professionalists, more of an enthusiast.
Aspiring professionalists.
Yeah. Like we're talking about in the webcomic list presently. But I was like saying, like hobbyist, somebody that's just wanting to do it for fun. If you make a little scratch off of it, hey, cool, but that's not really why you're doing it. A professionalist would be somebody that would be going in it more so to maybe make a return or get into the industry or get published a little bit more. Mm. Very different end goals. Or goals, I guess flat out goals, essentially, for making a webcomic.
Yeah.
Mm.
So that'd be the kind of subject that I was thinking of.
Jolly good.
All right, well, we'll pick one of those for next week. Again, if people are wanting to draw a cover for one of our episodes, basically if you listen live and you want to do something based on the topic, you know, you can draw Becky... essentially presenting the episode or doing some... anyone at any time can just draw a simple Becky presenting with a blank background, and I can just stick it in and give you a link. Otherwise, if you want to do something a little bit more in detail with a particular show that we're doing, you'll have to send me an email. But that'd be fun and a way for people to plug their things. Something else I wanted to do to maybe get some encouragement for people to put bids on our Project Wonderful ads. Every time we do a show, and I remember, I will look at our Project Wonderful ads and tell you who's currently sponsoring the webcomic Beacon. Right now, we on our leaderboard, we have Jennifer Ladd, handmade bags, purses, and baby items.
No, as far as actual, that's appropriate.
Yeah, as far as actual webcomics that are promoted on our website, we have Steal This Comic, and we also have, that's our tower ad, we also have underneath the individual posts, the ongoing adventures of Rocket Llama. So you can see those at stealthiscomic.com and rocketllama.com. Again, if you happen to be advertising while we're recording the show, we'll put that in the show.
Nice.
I'm shameless, I guess.
Whores. We're whores.
All I'm trying to do is pay for all the URLs I own.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's pretty much it for this week of the Webcomic Beacon.
Host your very own apocalypse next week.
Yeah.
It's like a project.
This has been Festive PSI Webcomic.com.
This is Tanya of Vetaphone.com.
And this is Mark of AutumnLake.com.
That's all for the Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.
When you say that,
boobies.
I like it when you say that too.
I like it when I see them and get them and stuff. Do things.
I like this new dichotomy. We should have Mark on more often.
Yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Or have me off. It's okay.
I don't know. I like you,
baby.